Yeah, so lying lips are the trademark of wicked people. Don't be identified with them. And here's a warning. Yeah, the danger of lying, because lying can grow into a habit. Yeah. And then you need to deal with it. Yeah, it can become easier and easier to lie if you just leave it. Where you can start lying about things that you don't even need to lie about.
And
you become eventually a pathological liar. When does the average person normally lie?
معمولاً مردمی که عادیان چه زمانی دروغ میگن؟
When they get caught.
وقتی دستگیر میشن یا گیر میافتن دروغ.
When the cookie crumbs are found in the bed.
وقتی که بیسکویت خوردهای بیسکویت توی تخت خواب
پیدا شد. Did you eat that cookie?
کی بیسکویت خورده؟
No, I did not.
هیچکی نخورده.
Yeah, because children lie and they need to learn not to lie.
و یاد بگیرن که
دروغ نگن.
و باید یاد بدیم که بهشون دروغ
نگن. Yeah, and parents, if your children lie, they need to be punished so they learn.
اگه بچه‌هاتون دروغ میگن باید تنبیه بشن که یاد بگیرن که دیگه دروغ نگن.
Chocolate bar is smaller.
Chocolate yo ab rafte.
No, I didn't do it.
Man nakhordamesh.
Wiping off the chocolate from the face.
Yeah, chocolate bar.
Yeah, but fill in the situation. The average person lies when they're pushed into a corner.
When they're caught. زمانی که گیر میافتن دروغ میگن. از قبلش برنامه‌ریزی نکردن برای
They lie to get out of it.
دروغ میگی که دری ازش.
And adults do it also.
بزرگترا هم مثل بچه‌ها میمونن هیچ فرقی نمیکنه.
But mostly not over chocolate.
اما زیر برای شکلات دروغ نمیگن برای چیز دیگه دروغ.
But when we don't check this sin, it can grow into a habit.
اگه گناهمون رو چک نکنیم و عادت بشه برامون.
And it becomes your second nature to do it.
بشه طبیعت واقعیتون برای این کار.
Yeah, the natural thing that Satan also does.
اون کار طبیعی که شیطان هم انجام میده.
Yeah, you start lying about things that don't matter.
دروغ میگی در مورد چیزهایی که nothing دیگه برات مهم نیست. چیزهایی که در خطرم برات نداره، الکی دروغ میگی. عادت شده.
You can get to the point where
you
start believing your own lies.
به جایی میرسی که خودت هم نمیتونی بین حقیقت و دروغت تشخیص
بدی.
به جایی میرسی که اون دروغی که برای خودت ساختی ذهنت، برای خودت ساختی فکر میکنی واقعیه.
You start living your lies.
بعد شروع میکنی زندگیت رو دروغ زندگی کردن. و این واقعا پلیده.
Because you are starting to look like Satan.
چون یواش یواش شبیه شیطان میشی. چون دیگه با طبیعت دروغ میگی.
Do you have a tendency to lie about things?
آیا عادت داری به دروغ گفتن؟
It can grow into a habit.
پس مراقب باشید چون ممکنه عادت بشه. عادت زندگیتون بشه.
You can get to a place where you become a pathological liar.
عادت دروغگویی هستی. And even starting believing your own lies. دروغگو روانی بشید که خودت هم دروغای خودت رو قبول
داشته باشید. And this web of lies that you are creating
will eventually
catch up with you.
آخر سر خودتو گیر میندازی.
Yeah, eventually your lies will be revealed.
آخر سر تارت دیده میشه.
Eventually you'll be exposed.
آخر سر اون عنکبوتی میشه که
اون تارت
پیدا میشه و اون تارت پاره میشه و زمین
میفته. Go to Proverbs 12. Proverbs 12 verse 19.
verse 19.
Lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment.
لب‌های راستگو تا ابد برقرار میماند، اما زبان دروغگو
You think you're getting away in the short run. You lied and nobody noticed it. For God does, yeah, he knows. But it says a lying tongue is but for a moment. Yeah, you think you accomplished something with your lies.
But
it'll come back to bite you. Yeah, it is speaking the truth that will establish you in the long run.
حقیقت و صحبت کردن از حقیقته که تو رو به جای بهتر
Yeah, the lips of truth shall be established forever.
زبان حقیقت تا ابد شما رو بنا خواهد
Yeah, children.
بچه‌ها.
It's better to speak the truth to your parents.
بهتره که حقیقت رو امروز به بچه مامان باباتون بگین.
Yeah, when you are honest, when you confess,
you'll
find your mom and your dad having more grace
than
when you try to cover up your lies.
Yeah,
you might think you can get away with it,
but it'll
catch up to you.
God knows.
God might cause you to get caught. God might chasten you in different ways.
Yeah,
and be careful again. Lying can develop into a habit, bringing destruction to your life. Being truthful carries blessings.
حقیقت صادق بودن برکت خداوند رو میاره.
God delights it when we are truthful.
و خداوند
he hates it when you lie.
شاده وقتی ما حقیقت رو میگیم. خداوند متنفره وقتی ما دروغ میگیم.
It holds for others as well. We need to be truthful. بزرگترام
همینطوره. هممون باید حقیقت رو بگیم.
Yeah, and when we have lied, we need to go to our Father in heaven.
وقتی دروغ میگیم.
Confessing our sins.
We're
just telling the truth.
و اعتراف کنیم از گناهانمون که خداوند
اعتراف. And we will have more grace with God when we do so.
ما فیض بیشتری رو از خداوند دریافت
خواهیم کرد. Yeah, we have the solid promise that He is just and faithful to forgive.
قول داریم که خداوند عادل وفاداره و ما را از همه ناپاکی ها پاک می‌سازد. امثال 21:6
The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death.
گنجی که با زبان دروغگو به دست آید بخاری است بر هوا برای جویندگان مرد.
Yeah, so again, you might think you can get away with this. Yeah, I've committed these lies and I've gained all these things. It's not going to be a blessing to you. Yesterday, my mom received a phone call. Oh no, it's 2 days ago. And she shared something which just had happened to her. Some criminals had lied to my mom.
Very
organized and refined.
Yeah,
different people working at the same time to make my mom believe something that was not true.
با هم دیگه کار میکردن که قبول کنه مادرم حرفشون واقعیت در صورتی که واقعیت نبوده.
And they stole money from her.
و حساب مادرمو خالی کردن و
دزدیدن. These people got their treasure.
و در حقیقت فکر میکنن
yeah, from my mom by a lying tongue.
با زبان دروغگو اون ثروتشون رو به دست آوردن.
But that's not going to be a blessing to them.
ولی برکتی برای اونها نخواهد بود.
Yeah, God hates it when we have lying lips. Hates their lying lips.
و زبان دروغگوشون.
It's an abomination to him.
کراهت داره برای خداوند.
And these people have made it a profession to do this to specifically
more vulnerable people. که بتونن به مردمی که میتونن گول بزنن و اونها رو گیر بندازن.
Yeah, of course they made a double mistake because my mom was in Christian.
دو برابر اشتباه کردن. چون مادرم ایماندار هست و به خاطر اینکه فرزند خدا دزدیدن و به خداوندم جواب
دادن. At least one of her sons also lifted this up to God in his way.
و یکی از پسراش هم همونجوری جورایی دعا کرده در موردش.
Yeah.
یکیش.
you know what I've prayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what they stole
yeah,
will not do them any good.
Yeah,
it will cause them more trouble.
Yeah,
these are wicked people
who
just lie for a living.
Yeah.
Go to Proverbs 20. It will be a curse to them. Proverbs 20:17. Bread of the seed is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel.
نان فریب به مذاق آدمی لذیذ می آید، اما سپس دهانش از سنگ ریزه پر می شود.
Yeah, it looks sweet in the beginning, it tastes sweet. But afterwards it's like eating gravel. Yeah, that's how your lies will be to you in the end. Go to Proverbs 26:28. A lying tongue hated those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin.
زبان دروغگو از قربانیان خود نفرت دارد و دهان چاپلوس ویرانی به بار می آورد.
If you lie to other people,
اگر دروغ بگی به دیگران,
it shows you that you have a lack of love for those who are lying. Against or about, yeah, it's not for their good. It's not loving your neighbor. It is a hateful act. Yeah, it's a hateful act if you lie about other people or lie to people directly. The second part is the same thing. A fluttering mouth worketh a ruin. What's a fluttering mouth?
زبانی که چاپلوسه. چاپلوس یعنی چی؟
Yeah, what is it when somebody flatters you?
زبان باز یعنی کسی که با زبان بازی میکنه. یه چیزایی به میگه که اصلا واقعی نیست.
Yeah, they're basically lying to you about
چاپلوسی با اون صحبتایی که داره میکنه دقیقاً واقعیتی در مورد تو
نیست.
احساس میکنی آدم خوبی هستی ولی چاپلوسیه.
And often with a purpose to gain advantage.
ولی معمولاً چاپلوسی هدفی داره که بخواد یه سودی از تو ببره.
Mostly it's lying to you.
دروغ بهت میگه.
Having an alternative motive.
که پشت سر یه برنامه دیگه داره.
Yeah, having a lying tongue is bad.
زبان دروغگو بده.
That's a trademark of wicked people.
یک صفت آدم‌های بدیه.
Yeah, when it's your trademark.
اگر صفت توست.
Yeah, you are a wicked person. You need to get right with God.
تو آدم بدی هستی. باید با خداوند آشتی کنی.
Yeah, when you lie.
وقتی تو دروغ میگی.
It should grieve you.
باید ناراحتت کنه.
Yeah, so God hates a lying tongue.
چون it's an abomination to him. زبان دروغگو متنفره و ازش کراهت داره.
It's what wicked people do.
آدم‌های بد و پلید دروغ میگن. ما دروغ نمیگیم.
It has consequences, negative consequences.
نتیجه گناه نتیجه منفی داره برای زندگی هر کسی که دروغ میگه.
Look good for a moment, but برای لحظه come back to bite you.
ولی اون لحظه آتیشمون گازمون میگیره یا بهمون آسیب میرسونه.
Yeah, why should we not downplay lying?
چرا نباید با دروغ دروغو کوچیک در نظر بگیریم؟
Because hatred
نفرت,
of lying
نفرت از دروغ,
is a trademark of the righteous.
صفت نیکوکاره.
Yeah, where lying is a trademark of the wicked, the hatred of lying is a trademark of the righteous.
دروغگو صفت آدم پلیده, ولی نفرت از دروغ صفت نیکوکاره.
Go to Proverbs 13, verse 5.
امثال 13:5.
Yeah, righteous people, people who are right with God. Righteous people,
مردم نیکوکار, مردم که با خداوند درستن,
they hate lying.
از خدا متنفرن و گناه
از دروغ متنفرن,
گناه رو نمیتونن تحمل کنن. نه تنها خدا ازش متنفره, ولی اون آدم نیکوکار هم متنفره.
A righteous man hated lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame.
پارسا از دروغ نفرت دارد, اما شریر رسوایی و خجالت به بار می‌آورد.
Yeah, a righteous man hates lying.
اون نیکوکار از دروغ
نفرت. That also means that if you don't have a hatred for lying, you're not a righteous man.
نفرت به دروغ نداری, پس نیکوکار نیستی.
Yeah, you think lightly about lying.
اگه دروغو کوچیک بیان کنی, something you can easily do. خیلی راحت میتونی دروغ بگی.
And you're not a righteous man or woman.
اون موقع است که نیکوکار نیستی.
You need to repent.
توبه کنید و به حضور خداوند بیایید.
Yeah, and it is the a wicked man,
آدم پلیده,
that is hated, that is loathsome,
که متنفر
for his lies,
اون دروغش و دروغای yeah. زندگیش متنفره.
You are a liar,
تو دروغگو هستی,
you will receive hate,
پس نفرت رو به دست خواهی آورد.
Yeah, and you'll be put to shame,
و خجالت زده خواهی
شد. Yeah, it will catch up to you,
و روی تو تأثیر خواهد
داشت. Go to Proverbs 17:4.
امثال 17:4.
A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue.
شخص بدکار به لبهای فتنه انگیز گوش می سپارد, دروغگو به زبان خرابکار.
It's wicked people.
آدم پلیده.
It's a wicked person.
آدم پلیده.
That tolerates false lips.
که تحمل میکنه اون زبان دروغگو.
It's the liar himself.
خود دروغگوه.
It has no problem listening to other people lying.
مشکل نداره که بشنوه بقیه دروغ.
Why not?
چرا مشکل نداره؟
Because he's okay with lying.
دروغ.
He doesn't hate lying.
دروغ متنفر نیست.
They have no problem with it.
هیچ مشکلی با دروغ نداره.
Yeah, so if you are comfortable listening to people who are lying.
اگه تو راحتی که بشنوی که بقیه دروغ.
You know they're lying.
میدونی دروغ میگن, ولی راحتی که دروغ میگن.
You have a serious issue.
مشکل جدی داری.
Because this is what wicked people do.
آدم بد
همین کارو میکنه.
همین کارو میکنه. آدم پلید همین
کارو میکنه.
راحتی میکنه با دروغ.
اگه با خدا درست نیست. It makes you angry.
باید عصبانیت کنه. باید خشم برات بیاره.
Yeah, remember the righteous hates lying.
نیکوکاره متنفر از دروغ و دروغگو.
Having lying lips is not a small thing.
داشتن زبانی که به عادت دروغگویی داره.
Downplay the sin of lying.
نباید گناه دروغ رو کوچیک بگیریم.
Yeah, it lumps you in a very very bad category with the wicked.
گروه بد پلیده و صفاتهای بدی گروه های قرار میده که خداوند ازش متنفره. جزو گروه بد میکنه.
Proverbs 17:7.
امثال 17:17.
There's so much scripture about this.
اینقدر آیه وجود داره در مورد دروغ.
Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince.
سخنان فاضلانه جاهل را نشاید, چقدر کمتر زبان دروغگو شریفان را.
Yeah, so there's a comparison made here.
یه مقایسه ای وجود داره.
It's like fools, yeah, don't go together with excellent speeches.
اون حماقت ها با اون کسایی که چی گفته از اول؟ احمق ها با اونایی که
فولس سی استوپید ثینگز
احمق ها هر چیزی بخواد میگن
فولس دو نات اکسپاند ویزدم
حکمت نداره اون که احمقانه داره
حرف میزنه فولیش اندر
اندرستندینگ نمیشه بفهمید چه منطقی در اون دور حرفاش
میزنه این سیم وی
همونجوری که احمق
لاینگ لیپس
زبان دروغگو
یا شودنت گو توگذر ویت سامبادی هوز ا لیدر ا پرنس
کسی که رهبره کسی که شاهزاده است نباید یکی
باشه وی دونت وانت اور لیدرز تو بی لایرز
رهبرامون دروغگو باشن
یا وی دونت وانت د پولیتیکال پیپل
حتی رهبرای دولتامون نمیخوان دروغگو
باشن
نمیخوام اونا به ما پشت پرده دروغ بگن.
We want righteous leaders. میخوام
رهبرای نیکوکار داشته باشیم.
Hate lying lips.
که از زبان دروغگو متنفر باشن.
And you might think.
شاید فکر کنی.
That's probably the same as wanting a purple unicorn with yellow wings.
مثل این میمونه که بخوایم یه دونه یونیکورن
اسب شاهزاده
با نفش بالدار داشته باشه.
They don't exist. Politicians don't lie.
سیاستمداری که دروغ نگه وجود نداره. مثل همون اسب شاهزاده با نفش با بال میمونه.
But hey, at least we can look forward to the millennium reign.
اما میتونیم منتظر اون سلطنت نظاره عیسی مسیح باشیم که او سلطنت خواهد کرد.
Whether will be righteous rulers.
که اون موقع است که رهبر نیکو
under the leadership of the righteous one, Jesus Christ, who is the truth.
که کل دنیا رو رهبری خواهد کرد.
Yeah, lying is a serious sin.
دروغ گناهی است جدی.
We should hate it.
و باید متنفر باشیم.
Psalm 119.
مزمور 119.
And 63.
133.
I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love.
63.
Psalm 119:163. Serena, ja. Ben je luisteren?
Ja.
Nee?
Ja.
Ben je iets aan anders aan doen?
Ja, ik
kun je voor gaan zitten?
Als droog nefret en kerahat daram, amma shariat het roos doos me daram.
Those who love the truth will hate the lie.
اونی که حقیقت رو متنفر از دوست داره از دروغ متنفره.
Yeah, the righteous man hates it when he lies or hears lies.
اون فرد نیکوکار وقتی دروغ
رو میشنوه متنفره. He loves the law of truth.
او حقیقت و قانون حقیقت رو دوست داره.
People who lie a lot do not love the truth.
کسی زیاد دروغ میگه حقیقت رو دوست
If you're as a Christian, lie frequently. You show that you do not have a care for the word of God, what God has to say.
Yeah?
Because you do not have enough hate for lying.
Oh,
but I love God's word. I delight in the word of the Lord. I meditated on day and night. Okay, if that's really true, then you should have a hatred.
باید متنفر باشی
for lying.
از دروغ
yeah, the righteous hate lying lips.
اون نیکوکار متنفر از دروغ
What if you have an issue with that today?
اگه امروز شما مشکل
دارید در مورد موضوع do need to repent.
اگه امروز لازمه که توبه کنی چی؟
Yeah, don't downplay it.
کوچیک در نظر نگیر.
It's something serious. There's something serious.
اون چیزی جدی در حضور خداوند.
Go to Psalm 122.
مزمور 122.
This is what you need to do.
این کارو باید بکنی.
You need to go to God.
122.
And say, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Go to God and tell him, I was wrong, I've lied, and ask him to deliver you. Ask him to help you to get away from the sin, from a deceitful tongue. Ask God to help you overcome this sin in your life. Yeah, there's no sin that we cannot overcome in Christ. Yeah, the Bible says we're more than conquerors. Yeah, stop lying. Stop being a liar. Stop flattering. Stop lying about other people.
Yeah,
and here's what's going to tie in with the new year.
چجوری میخوام اینو به سال
نو ببرم. Because we can all relate to it in one way or another.
هممون یه جوری با این گناه کنار میایم.
And this is a good time for a new beginning.
و امروز سال آغاز جدید.
Yeah, it's a good to start a new year.
خوبه که سال جدید
Not by downplaying the sin in our life.
که این گناهو دیگه کوچیک نگیریمش.
But by dealing with it.
ولی بلکه پاکش کنیم.
Yeah, some of us need to grow some more hatred towards lying this year.
باید تنفرمون بیشتر بشه نسبت به
Because we are to hate what God hates.
چون باید متنفر بشیم.
Lying is an abomination to God. He hates
خداوند کراهت داره از دروغ.
Some of us need to grow in a healthy fear for the Lord.
Yeah,
because we need to have a proper understanding of the seriousness of the sin of lying. Some of us need to understand that God sees. He chastens every son he receives.
Yeah,
you don't want God to cloud up a rain on you. Some of you need to realize that lying will in the end put you to shame.
Your
sin will be like gravel in your mouth.
And
you will get caught in the end. Some of us need to shake off the trademark of the lying of the wicked. Putting off the old man. Stop being that little devil after Satan, who is the father of lies. Because his nature is to lie. Some of us need to put on the trademark of the righteous who hate lying. Putting on the new man. Start being a little Christ. Being conformed to the image of the one with the truth. Yeah, some of us need to realize that lying is an act of hate towards those we lie to or lie about. It's not loving. It's not loving to lie to your spouse, your parents, your friends.
Oh,
but I never lie. I'm good.
Okay.
You better be careful that you don't fall this year then.
It
might be good to start repenting of the statement.
بیا اون قسمت رو توبه کنیم از اون جمله
saying and thinking you never lie.
که فکر کنیم و قبول داشته باشیم که هیچ وقت دروغ نگفتیم و نه.
My goal was to make you hate lying and lying lips more.
هدف من اینه که متنفر بشیم از دروغ و دروغگویی و زبان دروغگویی.
We should not be identified with the wicked.
و با آدم‌های پلید دنیایی.
We want to be identified with the righteous.
نباشیم بلکه یکی باشیم با اون نیکوکار.
So make a choice today.
امروز تصمیم بگیریم.
Get to become a truthful person.
یک آدمی درستکار باشیم.
Have you been lying to your spouse, your parents, your coworkers,
your friends? یا به همکارتون یا به مادرتون
دروغ بگید. Make the decision today. Stop doing that.
امروز تصمیم دیگه دروغ نگیم.
Yeah, also not if it's small lies in your view. This is not what God wants from you. This is not what's going to bring good to your life or blessings to your life. God loves it and delights it when we speak the truth. He hates it when we tell lies.
Yeah,
do not downplay the sin of lying. Let's close with a word from Ephesians 4, verse 22 till 25. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
تا آنکه شما به لحاظ شیوه زندگی گذشته خود انسانیت کهنه را که از شهوات فریبنده فاسد است از خود بیرون کنید و به روح ذهن خود تازه شوید و انسانیت تازه را که به صورت خدا در عدالت و قدوسیت حقیقی آفریده شده است بپوشید. پس دروغ را ترک کرده هر کس با همسایه خود راست بگوید، زیرا که ما اعضای یکدیگریم.
آمین.
آمین.
هم سال جدید